So 6:03, I'm going to call this meeting to order.
This conference will now be recorded.
I just wanted to hit that thing. So we will start first with roll call. Starting from my right.
Fatima Camona here.
Chris Doro here.
Daniella Voorhees here.
The next item is public input. Does anyone, Jake, have any input today? I missed your comments the other day at city council, but my wife told me you had brought up some points about graffiti prevention and some of the park stuff. And has Jake been forwarded the plan that was put together? You missed it by like 2 months. Is it possible or is that not okay to do?
Which plan?
The park plan. Because he brought up that issue with the restrooms, which we had kind of already. So the commission was tasked with making a recommendation for the park plan. It sounds like a lot of things you were thinking with very smart people, I think, Jake, with where we were going with a lot of that stuff. So a lot of it kind of exists. So if you can't find the link, let me know. Because I think when you go through it, you probably give some good input on some of the stuff as well.
Yeah, I'll have it with me.
Just kind of looked at it and said, this needs to be better. Yeah, well, you were in good company because we felt the same way. And keep on doing what you're doing. But we want to get you that information so that, you know, you're aware of it. And then make sure we stay on the path. So our next item is minutes. Has everyone had a chance to go through the minutes? Do we have to approve both? Because one of them wasn't really an official meeting. So is that yes or a no?
I don't know.
I was going to say, can we even approve the April 18th because we were not in attendance?
Technically, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just approve both contingent upon figuring out.
The March 21st meeting. The minutes on that one were fine. What I saw. I don't know if Daniella has any info on the March 21st meeting.
Pulling it up right now.
Would you like, I can get laptops that you can use during the meeting. Would you like that?
I hate printing packets.
Yeah.
Every time I print one, I'm like, that would be useless. Because I only use them here and I hate to just throw them away. I mean, I try to recycle them, but yeah, I would love that. That would be great.
Every time I print them, Alma holds me accountable. She shames me.
As long as you recycle it, I don't care.
You shame me every time.
Okay, yeah.
I'm held accountable for deforesting the world. Nothing jumps out at you on that, Daniella?
Nope.
Did you already make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes for March 18th and April.
You can go ahead and do both.
March 21st.
You can do both. Daniella, second?
I second that.
Hearing a motion and a second, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. It passes. Okay, active transport public engagement. What are you looking for from us on this to make sure we're doing this the right way?
So I know that with the park plan, the public engagement was a little rushed and you didn't maybe get as much involvement as you wanted. And so I wanted to make sure that we're talking to you sooner, trying to make sure you're better involved in that. And so we've actually already, the staff all decided that opening day on Saturday is too soon.
So you guys aren't going to do that for them?
And I think it's pretty likely we would do something at the July 4th event. That just seems like a good
target
to talk to the community as a whole. We could also do some baseball games, so we brought up, but there are some baseball games. Just go and talk to people.
Hey!
Are there aspects that you have questions about this plan, or?
More like what do we want to know? What do we want to ask people?
Okay, that would be.
That's great.
Yeah. I know that Alma and I were going through it. You know, we were looking at this, trying to figure out how I was going to ask questions at this and what you would want from this. And I have some.
I have one.
Do you want to hear our initial comments? You go ahead and start yours first.
My biggest comment is, how much would the public utilize a plan like this? As far as how does the public feel the necessity for it? I guess is where I am at. And then what really is the demographic? Is it for recreational use? Is it for everyday transportation?
So I guess the point of the plan is, how do we prioritize funding for facilities? That would be mainly what we want. But the purpose of the plan would be to figure out, to grab some money before we spend it.
Comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine come down to a couple. I have a couple. The first one I have would be on page 14. It doesn't show sidewalks being on Broadway. And I think there's quite a bit of sidewalk between Columbia Street and Main Street on East Broadway. And I'd like to say I'm the one who found that, but I would be lying. It was Bob Carlson who found that and sent it to me. And he couldn't be at the meeting today, so he said I had to ask that for him. So that's Bob's edit.
Because it isn't intended to show all the sidewalks that there are, because that would cost more to have them like sit and look at every single street.
Okay, so that would, it would make sense that this, so this was, because when I look at that, I think, I'm not really sure if it fits into purpose for what you want to do with the travel corridors. I mean, it sounds kind of, it's a little squishy and a little tough, and I know that there's strong motivation probably from the powers that be to do something with this, because we did have, you know, a lot of press about pedestrian right-of-ways and stuff like that. So, I mean, I get that part of it. But I don't know what fits where and how.
So for this map, what I told the consultant that we were looking for, because, well, so engineering would actually like a map of all of the sidewalk gaps. But is that really something that you want to pay a consultant a lot of money to sit and, like, you know, look at Google Earth or drive up and down the streets when maybe the money could be better?
Pay maintenance or somebody to go walk around and
Right. Catalog.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have, like, I guess in this town, we don't have any of that catalog anywhere where a sidewalk is missing a card. We don't have to pay them. We don't have that those records.
There's probably, like, right-of-way permits every time a sidewalk was built, and then you have to, like, flip through all
yeah,
the permits.
Yeah, I have to flip through it. Okay.
So it's not mapped anywhere. So what I told the consultant to focus on was the ones that were designated as collectors. Because
makes sense.
And that was your direction from when we were working on this, was that collectors should have sidewalks.
And so, like, for example, Juniper jumps out like a big giant bomb of an area that is deficient in pedestrian, the ability to get off the road and be safer. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that one would have a big red neon sign probably on it. I'm sure there's other ones too. So if what we're talking about is the active transport plan and it's pedestrian egress through town, how do we want that done when we have monies? Do we want to have dedicated space for that? You know, how and where? And there's some examples as well as some questions. The questions are, man, I think this is going to be a tough one. Is this questions that came from the group doing it?
It came from the consultant as suggestions.
So, like somebody who wants to put input on this, do they just answer these questions or they put little stickers on the spots they think are the biggest problems or?
Well, so they gave kind of the questions and then the activity would be like putting stickers. Some of these things we didn't feel like really lent themselves to stickering. Some of it, the dock thing works well, like where the hazards, where we like to, these other facilities, but that looks great for sticker line now. But just like more general comments is more than even a survey.
Yeah. One of the things about the survey that this is where, and this is just in the short time unfortunately, I didn't spend all weekend on this because I had board meetings all weekend in Seattle. So I went through this Sunday and today. And one of the things that jumped out at me when I looked at however we do what we do, to me, it's very easy to look at a place like Juniper that is used as a collector, and there's probably higher rates of speed, but there isn't that sort of protection for the people walking. And that's kind of what our purpose was. So a place like that to me jumps out. But I think I would love, if I had a survey, I would want to know how people prioritize travel in Othello. When you walk, why are you walking? When you bike, why are you biking? Because I think that will change how we prioritize what we do.
I would also like to add, what is your main source of commute?
Oh, yeah.
That would be great to know. Because we might not know, this could be a necessity we might be missing.
Right. If people are coming, for example, Kevin, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to make a general comment. Like for me, most of the foot traffic, bike traffic that I see in Othello is of two kinds, right? Those who are recreational or exercising, and then those who are traveling to get food, right? Like walking from Little Mex or walking, from the apartments, yeah, moving to a grocery store and back. Like that's almost all the foot traffic that I see for the most part.
Yeah.
That's kind of where our discussion was too, is like, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on your point of view, I mean, a lot of like school traffic seems to be
on car.
God, really? I mean,
they don't walk to school like these
do. I mean, they do. There's but percentages. I think these data points might really, if 80% of our kids were walking to school, well, that tells you where you're going to put most of your funding.
But on the other hand, if there aren't the facilities, are you going to have your kid walk to school? So it's kind of one of those.
Is that field of dreams thing?
Well, and I think that's I agree. Is it safe? Is it not safe? Is one of the things. I think too, where are people, walking from to get to the places, those are going to be critical aspects. We have some high density areas of town. Is that where people are coming from with bikes and walking to get to wherever they're getting? And if that's the case, you mentioned the hotel, the Cimarron, you do see some traffic up and down Main Street. So, do we have to be, there's some really important, when I looked at this, I found it to be a little, I found this to be very.
I'm a little late to the party. What is the question we're discussing exactly? Like where are we going?
We're just talking about active, they're going to start the active transport.
So like a survey for the public.
Right now we're talking about a survey.
What are we asking? How are we asking it? And if you just want to, you know, let go, see what happens, we can do that too.
And so an active transportation's plan is meant to give an opinion of what they think Othello's plan should be, or to maybe identify what are the foot traffic needs that are currently they see, right? And what is the focal point of that, of what they're going to do?
Maybe it's a tool for how we prioritize funding.
Right.
We've got funds, where do you spend it?
So they're going to say the greatest need, the greatest unmet need is here. Is that kind of the, what they're shooting for?
So when you...
I don't know if there's going to be able to be, you know, one great unmet need, but I think there's going to be a list.
And also there could be some options that are presented that when people see that, they might look at that and go, wow, that would really help our community if that was an option, which I'm going to be asking a question about in a little bit as well. So, I mean, it's kind of, the way I view it, we spent, I'm not saying we spent 6 months on this either, but I think we can, because we went through the process of the parks, and we saw some things that worked pretty good, and then the survey came out, and there was stuff in the survey, we went, don't put that in the survey, and it was in the survey anyway. And then, of course, when we got the data back, we went, see, that kind of messed up your data points of the survey.
There's a lot of unicorns in there.
Unicorn petting ranches put in there. Yeah, everyone would want those things for free. Jake, go for it.
Would this location be anywhere near the food bank? Is it anything before 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's, I mean, I, those are, you're just now, Ann's right in the way. I mean, yeah, and you know, who's going where and how are they getting there? And how do we make sure that is the most safe circumstance? Is there adequate sidewalks? You know, is there adequate bike? And are we, bike lanes become one of the, they're semi-problematic. Because what are they, 5 to 6 feet wide? And, you know, are they gonna go out into the street and shrink the street width, which that will have some impacts depending if we use bike lanes? Perception-wise. But on the other side, we want to make sure people have the best ability to, are we doing what we need to do, and can we do better? You know, I think that's a question we all ask ourselves all the time. Like for me, Juniper is a real easy one, you know. It's a collector, it's a major street, has a lot of cars going faster than they do on the streets with the roundabouts, but it doesn't have sidewalks. You know, kids coming out of, and it's an area where kids go between schools. So that to me is a duh, you know. But like you said, also another one might be, how do people get to the food bank and from where are they coming from? And we should make sure that has the best consideration as well. And poise that against the public frustration of changing anything, which is the other issue.
Which subsides, right? Like, I don't hear you're complaining about the traffic diamonds that got dropped everywhere.
Well, that's because you don't deal with at least 50 members of the public on a daily basis.
That's a valid point.
My favorite is, whose idea? I kind of curl in a ball like, oh no, where is it going?
Every time it's complained about when you talk about the safety issues, it kind of goes, oh, I didn't know about that. Well, something had to be done. Ta-da!
I really like the idea of the survey before we dive all the way in.
Yeah.
Mostly because I feel, and I know that no matter what we do, this is going to be the outcome, but I would like to start with public input instead of starting the other way, because I don't like being the bad guy on some of this stuff with the public. And I know sometimes that's inevitable, but
the funds already received, some of that has to be used for that. Like, you have to identify the need before getting the funds, right? So there's already been determined that we need to use that for that, right?
So the money was granted for a plan. It was planning money. You couldn't have used it to build anything. It was specifically to do some sort of planning. And so that was what we applied for, was to be able to do this plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that then we are better set up in the future when there actually is.
so that we're not repeating the same questions if we already determined that there is a need, now we're going to say, well, what kind of need? Like, you know?
Well, and that's what the plan's gonna link order somehow, right? And so.
And where we invest though, if most of our pedestrian traffic is recreational, well, that's gonna really have an impact on how we probably want to invest that types of money. For example, Kiwanis Park becomes a major focus area because it's hard to get down those paths. But it connects with some of our thoroughfares where we have bike paths, where we have walking paths. And if they're being used regularly recreationally, and they get to Kiwanis Park and, you know, they smoke their bike because, you know, the routes have made things so unpassable, well, that's a big deal. You know, and that's a different deal than what you would have on Juniper Street. Or making sure people have a safe way to get to the food bank. You know, I mean, those are the things I'd like to see come out of that. If I had that sort of information, then I could make some really good suggestions. Or I think City Council could make some good suggestions. Jake, what do you think? And so I think that's the right approach. But in the same vein, I mean, it might be our community is heavily, our traffic's recreational, but does creating something new increase the amount of traffic? And I'm gonna give you a pedestrian and bike traffic. And an example of that would be if you've ever been in Seattle around the universities from just about anywhere, there was this thing called the Burke-Gilman Trail. I mean, it winds all the way through Seattle. It's a right-of-way that has been converted with this big bike and walking path, and it's packed with people. It's quicker to get on the Burke-Gilman Trail to get from one side of the University of Washington all the way down to Fremont District than it is to drive. I mean, you can get, if you go down the Burke-Gilman walking, you will get there 15 minutes faster than you would be driving. You know, maybe that's not what we're gonna have in Othello, but it might be. You know, there might be a possibility, and there might be some partnerships, which will bring me finally to my question that I was going to ask, which was using the irrigations right-of-ways that was written on there. I sincerely doubt the irrigation district is going to be very excited for us to be using those right-of-ways.
They talked about that.
They talked about it? So, but what maybe that would be part of, however, would be something even bigger, which would be, I know that the Bureau is getting a lot of pressure to enclose their areas in municipalities. They're being pressured to put pipes in and to do that. And maybe with support, they're in a better position to enclose that canal, at which case then it becomes a lot easier for us to use. Not to mention, kind of opens up some possible areas for growth of the city. You know, for egress and ingress. So I mean, is there a partnership possibility that also provides that? So I mean, there could be some of those things that pop up.
I think, like Alma said, starting with the survey, so we're not doing it backwards like the last time.
It's about all I got.
I just thought we were like going down the track where we thought we were, this is what we needed, and then the survey came in and I'm like, oh man.
And now we're building an indoor gym. Yes. And stadium. Yes. No, we're not.
So from the survey, we want to know what the
priorities
are?
I would like to know, number one, I think that would be very crucial to decide what has a necessity.
How?
But it would also be great to encourage.
Right. But we could also see where, like, maybe 20% of the community walks to work every day. That might be enough for us to maybe
we don't know.
Versus do they bike? Maybe bike.
bikes at the clinic that staff can use, but it's like, where am I going to go?
Right, how are you going to go?
How am I going to get there?
It'd be a nice lunch break, but,
Yeah.
Yeah, if you build it, do they come? We don't know that yet either.
Good enough.
The, I think the other thing is, how do people, for key services, it would be nice to know, percentage-wise, how do you get your children to school? You know, how do you get to the grocery store and get food? How do you get to the parks? That might tell you a lot of, you know, if those, for example, if 80% of the people walk to the park, I'd like to know where they're walking from. You know, that could be really significant. We could really have some areas that need some focus from something like that.
The other thing, I try to find a way to address in the survey is seasonal use.
Oh, right. Yeah, no kidding. Score. I mean,
recreation
nailed it.
Probably dials way back, but right. People walking to the grocery store do it, rain or shine. So.
Yeah. That's nailed it. That's a great one. During this time of year, what do you do? During this time of year, what do you do? I'm pretty sure winter's going to be on the low side of pedestrian traffic and biking. But anything else for Ann? Any suggestions? I mean, I don't think it's going to be up to us to make this decision. These decisions, is that correct, Ann? Or maybe we shouldn't give so many suggestions because we might get stuck with another job. I would think this would go to the transportation committee, but they might punt it back to us. Who knows? What do we get for coming up with good ideas? Maybe we should shut up. This darn inclusive approach is just not all it's cracked up to be. Yeah, we got time to do stuff like this. Anything else? Jake?
Maybe got to start from the bottom up. Go for the walk, and most of the majority of the walkers get those, because there's some that may not have a license or never own a vehicle. You got to start from there. But then you got to start from the ones that may have a vehicle temporarily or borrow, and you go from there. And you go to the ones that have the vehicle all the time, have access to the vehicle. So that's where you kind of trickle down from there all the way up. That's where you get the statistics, percentages, and all that from the areas they're coming from. So like that, this way you can get more data on where they're coming from, the ones that are locked. Or for any statistics or reasons that they're not able to do for any medical reason. Vision-wise, or health-wise, or any disability, or age-wise, and those criteria you need to bracket, that's where you got to focus on.
How you get your health care, that'd be another thing you'd want to know. To Jake's point, I'm going to ask you a question, Jake, since you brought it up. You bring up, you know, you want a good sampling. So the question then becomes, with the approach that's outlined, targeting the 4th of July event, farmers market, city website, social media, focus groups, and surveys online or on paper, I won't give my opinion. Do you think that's adequate to get a good sampling? Or is there an area that might additionally be a good place to focus?
Depending on what people have access to, some formats are PDF files that have access online. You can fill in those, email with that, or download a copy, fill it out. Or there's some people that may not have access to the record, which therefore they can access the public library. Or they can just download that file and email it in a way. As long as whatever ways you get that information, or could be saved as a little one.
Okay. So here's my question to everyone. where do you see the most mass transit? Where do you see the most pedestrian traffic to? Where are those locations and from? The group of people who would have made potentially a dramatic impact on whatever we do from that standpoint are probably coming into Walmart between 5 and 7. That's a time where you have a large group of people coming in mass transit in a location that are going to have probably a very unique opinion as compared to the rest of what's on here.
Right.
And access to those data points. Do we?
How would you administer a survey in that circumstance?
I don't know. but I mean, that's I don't know how to accomplish getting that information. But I mean, you have all these areas that if you have a computer, access to a computer, you can pull off. If you have kids who play in a sport, you can pull off. If you're going to go to the 4th of July event, which captures a lot of people and a lot of diversity, I would agree. Farmers market as well. But I mean, I look at you know, is the CBHA offer us an opportunity? Maybe. I mean, you're going
to
know this better than anybody. But to be an area where that can pick up and deliver those surveys, would they even help us? I mean, what Jake said was right. And it got my wheels spinning on, wait a second, how we do this, I want to get as many opinions from a very diverse group of representative of Othello. Where can I go to get as much of that? And I mean, Walmart's one of them. That's where I see a lot of mass transit between 3 and 8 o'clock. That's where you see a lot of large vehicles coming, dropping people off. But CBHA, you know, I don't know what CBHA does because, well, I'm down the road over where I am. Mm-hmm. So maybe they would be helpful, maybe, in something like that to get that data, you know. Those two kind of jump out at me. Am I missing anywhere else?
McDonald's
between. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, actually, to tell you the truth, Jake already mentioned a key area, which would be the food bank. You know, that would be, you know, maybe we might want to get some information from there. I mean, that's the hardest challenge, I think, that we have to get good data is who fills it out. You know, if you're on the right Facebook page, maybe you fill it out. Anyway, I'm probably talking too much, so. Does anybody have anything else to add? And if you have questions more for us on this and how to do it, I think that there's a great opportunity. If recreation is our focus, connecting our recreational paths would be something I would definitely advocate for, and finding ways to do it in a safe way. I loved the comments about adding trees to those paths to shade them so people can travel on them without it being uncomfortable, as long as it doesn't mess up the paths from the roots. I know Kiwanis Park is the head example, but I mean, if, for example, you could have a path, if they did, cover in the, find a way to use that on the irrigation district and connected the greens that you see on this one, you'd have a really cool recreational path that a lot of people could use effectively and probably be really happy. Assuming that's just me guessing on the need, but man, that'd be kind of cool. I mean, that would be something different that would allow people to use those CBHA bikes a little bit.
Is there like a date or a by-when or like we need to have some sort of response or feedback to forward?
Do No, it sounded like the July 4th day worked as a thing.
Or set for.
Input date.
Hopefully that helps. Anything else anybody wants to add to that? Good job, everyone. I didn't know where this discussion was going to go. That was pretty good, I think. Next item, oh boy, here we go. Landscaping and street trees. Ann may get up in the middle of this meeting and throw something at me. So I'm going to apologize right off the bat, but I was at a city council meeting where Cowpath came and made a presentation for consideration for placement of trees on their property. But they didn't have the room to put them against Main Street and wanted the permission to take them off of Main Street and put them to the side of the building, correct?
On the property line between.
On the property between. And I was sitting there saying to myself, well, duh, we already allow that. And then I found out we didn't allow that. So.
Well, does it serve a purpose to take, what is it, our thought process meant to be horizontal to the street, right?
Was it?
And allow it to be vertical? It kind of takes, you know, what would have been four trees and makes them one from the road just about.
Because isn't that my justification to like, well, go all the way down Main Street?
Mike, I may have completely misunderstood our landscaping.
But I'm not sure. Maybe this ties in with that.
I may have completely misunderstood our landscaping ordinance when we made it 2017. But I thought when we made it. Huh? We talked about a lot, and I thought it gave the freedom to do exactly what Cowpath already asked.
It was a point system.
Yeah.
So there's various things in the landscape ordinance. There's site landscaping, which is just the number of points. It is kind of free form, as long as you meet the points. But it is based on how much development there is on the site. But there's also some buffers, street trees. So there's various things in the landscape ordinance. And the street trees are the ones that.
Yeah, because you put hard rules for X number of feet, right? Or some of that fact. You have 100 feet.
Or 75 feet.
Yeah.
Which is 25 from the previous, which was one tree for every 25 feet. That was pointed out. That was in the code before that we were changing.
I guess I have a question. What is the necessity of having specifically trees on the property front for the roadside?
On Main Street.
On Main Street. What is.
So street trees do a few things. They create beautification, great shade on the street.
Temperature.
Lengthens the life of the street to have it be shaded, not, you know, have the sun beat down in it some of the time. That vertical thing, I don't know if it's worth on Main Street. On a narrower street, it kind of reduces traffic or slows traffic a bit because you're feeling a little bit hemmed in by the trees. Because
I'm just being a little new to this landscaping thing. I know you guys have all been in a bunch.
Well, that's okay.
Right now is just coming from the business owner's standpoint, which is we're requiring them to put trees in that at some point are going to damage the parking lot. I mean, sooner rather than later, or later rather than sooner. So I'm just trying to figure out where the outlay is here.
And I think that you have to be careful when you're selecting your trees. If you plant the wrong trees, they're going to have a problem with pavement. If you select the right trees and plant them the right way, don't.
Was the cost given to them as far as do they know what beneficial to select and not select? That way,
I think we have that list.
Select, like, is that available to the business?
They've got resources to talk to the city.
Okay.
And
yeah.
There's a list of stuff.
The placement?
She doesn't have enough space.
I mean,
that's what it says.
I'll bite my tongue a little bit, but there's plenty of space to plant
a
tree.
I'm a little more. It's just that lot is so naked.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just
like there's supposed to be some stuff done there, no matter what. I mean, we had that in there.
And then, what happened to the person next door? Well, I don't want to put any trees up either, because she doesn't have any trees up.
Go down Main Street and see how many places have street trees right now. Now, granted, this is a 2017 thing that was put into place, but apparently it was already there, and nobody's got them.
And it wasn't enforced.
Yeah, I mean, they're not there. Walmart has them. Walmart's probably one of the only places I saw that was well, I shouldn't say that. All right, so here's my question. First, and it's probably going to have to go to Kevin, because I didn't remember us requiring street trees as being part. I just thought the landscaping. So do you remember the street trees?
I remember the street trees.
Okay, I remember us discussing it, but I didn't. About made me fall over.
Right? I mean, like, we looked at the code, which wasn't being followed, well, which kind of was intermittently being followed, and said, well, let's lighten it so it's more manageable. And we went to that, you know, one every 75 feet, which on Main Street means one tree per lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the most part, across a lot of those things, it wasn't a tall order.
And she has time to do that.
And I, you know.
Wait, but it's not on the lot, it's on the street side. It has to be on Main Street.
The discussion of an individual property, right, is kind of different than the discussion of what's the general rule. So, like, does the Cow Path Bakery have room on their lot to plant a street tree? I don't know if that's a question we're even meant to really discuss. Like, we don't make a decision there, right?
Well, we put the ordinance into place.
We put the ordinance in place. So the question is it a bad ordinance? Did we make a mistake on the ordinance itself because one outfit is going to...
And that's the, well, I don't think that, well, I don't, I mean, let's keep on going down the block. Tell me where the street trees are. I'll tell you who's I like. I love what Dollar Tree did. I'm not sure it's consistent with code. Where they put their trees, you can't say that's really on Main Street, but I like how they did it.
They have a little bit of grass area under trees in there?
They don't have any trees in that grass area. They have it in the corners, back away. At the entries of their parking.
Any business, all businesses know them on Main Street have to have trees on
every street frontage.
Has to have.
So like, if you think about some of the new.
So this is more than just Cow Path. This is like.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, it would only be like if
it's like Cow Path said they, you know, they have a concern, right? Like, to me, that's a different point of discussion. Like, it does this concern apply broadly to every single property on Main Street? Then let's talk about it. But it sounds like that's a unique concern for their property that they don't want to figure out a way to plant a tree in on their section of pavement. So the question is, to me, if we're talking street trees, is one tree every 75 feet a good decision or a bad decision?
Right. Well,
like, it doesn't matter.
It's not consistent.
It.
Yeah.
But I mean, what's
go ahead, Jake.
I'd love to hear.
What about Conoco? You think that would be a good place for a tree?
A Conoco?
Yeah. So it's a question. And what would trigger it for Conoco would be a change of use or a percentage of remodel?
25% of the value of the building.
Yeah. So they're grandfathered in unless they do something big, in which case then it would
never.
Be
a
different question.
Good point.
Never.
So where are the bunches trees at? They're after the.
That was started before.
Was it started?
That has been going on for years.
It's just is that how it got away from not having a tree? Because I can't
that
even.
Was done before this.
As much as I hate to say it, I don't want to get in the middle of why they don't have a tree, and why they put it there. But mm-hmm. You know the car wash. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of places. That if you go down Main Street, you're all of a sudden go, wait a second, why do we have this? I mean, I see the trees between Lee Master Daniels and Time Out. You know, they're between them though. They're not street side. And I guess I was maybe of the wrong assumption that I thought we wanted vegetation. We wanted that. It would be nice if you made it consistent with beautification, that you're going to be rewarded for that. But I thought we gave them more freedom. See, that's what I looked at, like Dollar Tree. I went, there we go.
Right.
I mean, Dollar Trees, they got a nice setup. I actually don't like the street trees on Walmart. I think they kind of block
things. I guess I'm glad we don't have to make a decision on this because this is weird altogether.
I don't know what to do with this one, but
nothing.
The council wasn't too thrilled, and I thought we gave more leeway than it it seems like Kevin's saying, is it good to have them every 75 feet? I mean,
any businesses that already is grandfathered in, right, and they have to do a pretty major project to trigger the question, you know, or trigger figuring out how to put in a tree in their lot. And from what I've seen, and this is where I'd be.
It's got to be on street side.
My memory gets a little vague, right, is size requirements, right? So if it's a tree like what I see in a lot of cities, the trunk's going to be at most about yay big, and it's going to stand maybe 10 feet tall and sit in a hole this big, right? Most lots can
today
something of that nature. Like you said, if they pick the right tree.
I mean, Now knowing they have those resources, that X is my concern. Like I said, I wasn't here for that part of it, but yeah. If those resources are available, then I'm not. That was my only concern coming from the public standpoint, is are we going to ask them to damage their parking lot? But if you pick the right stuff,
damage,
which is available.
It's beautification.
Well, my question was, I don't understand why we're going to make the bank then put in street side. Because they're doing a thing up here on 14th, aren't they?
So that would be a new development. So, yeah.
So they would have to have street trees.
Yep. They would have to have one
said
street
25%
tree.
How many street trees is CowPath required to have?
They're required four.
So there, it's not one, it's four.
It's four for CowPath.
For CowPath.
Four trees on Main and 9th.
Okay, they've got 150 feet of footage.
They have. So I took the full frontage on 9th and Main and just divided by 75 and it came up to it. Like,
so she's also okay, so she, so it's not just Main Street.
I guess I just don't have a lot of pity for having to put a hole in my head. It's only this big somewhere on your property in four spots. Like, from a business owner's perspective, right? I'm going to argue for the minimum necessary, mm-hmm. right? Like, and I get that argument, but beautification is inherently tends to not be a profit center, which is why it's going to get pushed back against. And that's not why the code is there, is to be a profit center, is to make sure that as businesses develop, they at least do something that makes it reasonable to look at and a reasonable improvement aesthetically. So it's.
Hmm? You're better off not bringing it up.
Yeah, we spent a long time on that code. I still don't see it as unreasonable. I mean, four trees on that property with, you know, we're going to have at least 150 foot of frontage.
In addition to the other
the biggest parts. The biggest pain, and this is something I readily say that I don't know where the city steps in or offers any resources, because I think the code specifies the landowner has to take care of watering. That I get. That is kind of a pain to have to put mm-hmm. trees in and then figure
and
out how to run
your watering
water.
System.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But on a point system, they have a giant gravel lot and they remodel the building. And according to our point system, it's more than just trees they've got to do.
That point system is independent of the street tree requirement, correct?
It doesn't contribute.
No, and I thought it did. See, that's the other side of this.
It doesn't change my opinion. It's just.
So, in addition to all that, they have to also do the others. That's what blew my mind. I went, "What? I didn't think we did that."
So we instead of having a very rigid code, we said, "Here's all the shrubberies. Here's all the things you can plant, and each one falls in a range of scores. You need to have based on your lot 25 points or 30 points. I forget the exact."
It's quite a few.
It was a
depending on your size.
Is there a reason you guys did the point system separately from the street trees? Why they're not all together as a point system?
Well, I can verify that not everyone was, like, I didn't realize they were separate.
I think we just approached it in order of what we encountered as we worked our way through the code.
Yeah.
Which is why it wasn't roped into it. We encountered the trees at a different part than we did the shrubs.
There's no benefit keeping them separate.
You could make it count for points. I don't have a problem with that.
It depends on if you want to see street trees or you don't.
So if we make the requirement that I'm just saying, like if you were going to change anything, would including you have to have street trees, but they'll go to your point system.
And I think.
Street trees, but it's not optional. You have to do them, but they will go to your point system.
Okay.
Okay, so striping is based on...
That could be done. You could do it instead of... That's what I thought we were doing.
You require the street trees, but you can use those to meet your points.
So it's already in there.
Oh, okay, so then no, her street trees will go to her point system.
But her street trees aren't on the street.
They have to be, and they'll go to...
That's the problem.
But she, it's still a win-win because they'll go to her point system.
Right.
Okay.
See, I thought we were giving leeway so that somebody could landscape their property however they wanted. They just had to include landscaping. You know, whether that's incorporation of beautification requirements.
All my concerns are out now, because it goes to her point system.
What's the timeline she has to have meet this?
It's this, the city council granted her...
She's putting trees on the property line instead of...
She's putting it on the property line instead, but...
And so if the city council granted it, that's...
But if this ordinance, if you don't like the way the ordinance is working, then we should fix it.
I think the ordinance...
Yeah, we...
The exception to the rule isn't in our purview, it's the city council.
And the question was, should we review part of the trees?
Should we leave the requirement that's there?
No, because it's not enforced, so it's...
Well, so in this case, she had to go through the process to ask to not do that, because the, it was not enforced in the past before...
So it's now being enforced?
Yes.
Well, if it's being enforced, I mean, troubleshooting, it just now doesn't seem problematic. I don't see anything wrong with it.
The argument that it was not a rule in the past that was being paid attention to, and it's a rule now, and so I get a jail free, works really well at my house, I right? Like, that's a great argument to make.
So she doesn't have to, everybody else is gonna go to city council and doesn't have to, so you might as well take it out.
Well, what I'm saying is, the city, that's the way it works, right? The city council made the exception. Fine. We just made the standard. And so, does...
I like the standard.
Does the standard beautify the street?
To change in the standard, or that was already there?
Nope, I agree.
So requirement of trees on Main Street.
If there are other vegetation you guys selected that do minimum damage, small trees, I was thinking it was like...
Oaks.
Yeah, but that is a bad idea.
It's a medium or a large tree, which is...
It can be whatever, but...
25 feet, mature height or more.
I think if the goal is for beautification, I think that meets the goal, so...
That's not a goal of beautification.
A tree's not to beautify your street? Oh. Well, I guess everybody's definition of beautification is different, so...
That is a part of putting a tree in, is making it look nicer. I mean, unless you don't like trees, in which case, that's a whole other conversation, I think, but...
I mean, I don't know.
I don't mind, like I said, I was surprised that we required them to be put on Main Street, street side.
And not just on the property.
And not just on the property. I was on the opinion that when we put the point system together, it was to allow freedom in utilizing how you wanted to beautify, if you will, for lack of a better word, your property. And you could incorporate either beautification standards, or you could do some other things. The trees by far got the most points, so putting four trees against the side, you know, I covered most of your points. But putting them against the street, well, in the case of some of these businesses, they can't do it. Then you can't enter their property. Well, that's not okay. You know, the bank right now, I'm looking at, how can they do that street side?
How would Main Street put trees in?
There's a, you go down Main Street, just think, how does this application make sense?
It would block their pump.
Well, couldn't get in, you couldn't enter.
That one exit up the second side of, by the sign on Main Street.
Then Main Street would go to city council and request a variance.
Or we could make the, or we could do, if the ordinance was gonna require people to come in all the time to request variances, have we really done what needs to be done? I mean, the problem everyone complains about is, things are too hard to do in Othello. And we hope to make it easier, but we might be being shown right now, we haven't made them as easy as we thought. So do we need to re-hit that, do we need to review this and do, I mean, it may be fine the way it is. And if you all think it's fine as is, I guess we can take that as a motion, keep it as is, and second vote on it, and then just leave it up to city council to make that decision as they come up, or...
Has city council expressed any negatives on trees?
They weren't very happy about it.
Yeah.
They weren't very happy that this was in there. They said, they went to me, they go, "Why is it in there?" And I'm like, "I didn't think it was in there." I thought we had it set up a different way.
Why don't you just get rid of the street?
Just throw it into the point system and...
And if you put it on the street, then you get, I don't know, more points, and if you put it up against your building, then not worth as many points. And then that would be the enticement to put them on the street, if they really want to, if they have the space. And if they don't, then they can put it on a different side of the property, they just won't get as many points for the tree. And then it's a win-win. I mean, you're encouraging them to put it on the street, but you're not requiring it, so they'll keep coming to city council.
And just to be clear, that mostly it wouldn't go to city council. It's in the code as being a city administrator decision, but in this case, he owned the property, and so...
Right.
So that's fine.
I mean, is that even, I don't know if that's an option.
I like that, the incentive.
Give it an incentive.
I thought that's what we did already. That's why it was a shock to me.
No, I'm fine with that. Just put it that way. I mean, sixes, the trees.
There you go.
Jake?
I agree with what you're saying.
Like I said, if you, on your way home, go take a look at, I love how Dollar Tree nailed it. How, like, I think you'd want it to be. It's not quite on Main Street, but it looks good. They used the property they had without messing up their entries, you know, by the R opportunity, and it looks good. So what do we got to do next with this? We probably got to go through this. We probably have to do a public hearing and all that business again. So I guess we put together
one thing on the...
Yeah?
I really don't want to reopen the sign.
Oh, every time I have my opinion.
You don't want to ruin landscaping.
It's pretty easy to go through. I don't think there's a lot of disagreement with this. This is a tweak. We had a tweak one recently that was, didn't we have to change where you allowed multifamily dwellings in the commercial? So, I mean, this isn't, we've done it, you know, we just, sometimes these things come up and we go, oh, we need to make that better.
So then do we deal with the issue we've had in the past and we haven't been able to resolve for the residential landscaping? Remember we talked about...
Oh, I can't wait to get to that one.
So, I mean, that's, street trees were the issue there too.
That was an issue there.
So.
See, it's for commercial, well, I mean, do we have points for residential?
No.
Yeah, so we don't even have the same system.
No.
But we do have a street, street tree requirement for residential, I got a different opinion on. I'm a big fan of that.
Of requiring homeowners to put trees in?
Yep.
Trees in general, not street trees.
Hmm?
Just trees in general.
Not street trees. Trees in general, like you said, anywhere on the property.
Now, what happens if I don't put a tree in my home?
You already have
that. Probably going to, I mean,
I don't.
You write you an enforcement letter.
Better start planting one.
Oh, wait,
denied.
So where, this is a great question. I'm going to answer your question because it's a good one. No, you're not going to be required to do it, but your developer, when he made that property, will have to do it. And that's how it used to be. No, it doesn't go backwards.
So I'm good.
Okay.
Everybody in that area.
You're the question, all right, did you already answer the one?
No,
you don't have to plant them retroactively.
No. Could I be cited for not having a tree?
No.
Technically,
yes. So everyone has to have a tree if we put that, so it's already in there that way. Why are we not writing tickets? It's already there, guys. Hey, it's already there.
It's always there, but it doesn't work. The requirement is there, but it doesn't work because it's on the homeowner to put it in, and...
Not necessarily. See, I wanted it for the developers.
Okay, so we talked about that. We haven't gotten there yet. I guess we talked about
it
more.
That's the only place it should be. If you put in, everyone else should be grandfathered in.
Much less a tree.
Everyone else should be grandfathered in, but if you're a developer, put it in. And then they're going to be there.
There's no way.
What do you mean?
Like I said, they don't put grass, much less.
That's another issue. That's an issue we're going to be talking about.
Which is exactly why I did not build the house, because I did not want to have to get another loan to put landscaping and fencing in. It's crazy expensive right now. So really, I mean.
Well, you would have enjoyed our discussion a number of years ago on this topic. And when we brought it to city council, and city council went, no.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I thought the thing was like encourage developers to come to Othello. Yeah, now you can tell them to add a tree and add grass and add all this other stuff.
They're not going to come.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I hear. This is to encourage them to come to Othello.
Jake.
What about that house that's right next to Columbus Park that has rocks all over the yard?
How about the ones that don't have any yard at all?
Yeah. Well, she bought it like that, so.
Well, because I've seen a resident for the community here.
Yeah, it was a daycare for a while, I think, too.
So it's got to be, Jake, my problem is it's got to start somewhere.
The front yard is all rocks.
And that was my feeling.
Remember, I said, I hope they paint the door. It's purple.
Because I think some houses have an artificial turf on it, too, I think. One of them does.
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
Actually, compared to how that was, I'm a fan of the artificial turf. So the bigger question is, what do we want to do with at least the commercial side of this? Do we want to go through the process, or we can leave it like is and let everyone ask for variances when it comes up?
I mean, it's going to take us, we can add it to another meeting to have a quick public hearing on it.
Well, it's not that big.
We have to make the meeting specifically just for that?
No.
We can just pack it into the next meeting. I mean,
yeah. Well, you gotta go through all the requirements. We'll get to it. Go for it.
How many variances have been requested in the 5 years since we put this in play?
Good question.
I can answer that one. Because we changed a bunch of them. We changed a bunch of code because of those requests. Case in point, if your house is built before 2013, you don't have to have a garage. But if it's after, no, this was a problem. People,
because that's what we're talking about having a public meeting on, is the trees. So I'm just asking the question.
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it? Is one nuisance to somebody who's got to answer the question, or is even all the way to city council, in this case, we'll call that a unicorn, because it just so happened the property was also owned by the administrator. Is that worth reopening it and redoing it?
So there's an open lot next to it. The bank's going to have to deal with this.
The bank that's being put up.
How are they going to be able to?
They've got a nice clean slate to do whatever they want.
The bank is already, they're actually in permitting right now.
So they're going to be required to do this.
They probably already have a plan.
You have a spot. I mean, you have, and as Othello grows, either north, south, east, or west, there's going to be commercial properties that are going to have this requirement.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're building new, it's way easier to accommodate. It's the retrofit that's difficult.
So how many of these buildings are going to get retrofitted in the future?
And so, but maybe the
and then there, how is El Hazmin going to add all the street trees it needs to?
So coming back to my point, right? Frequency and how often do they have to come to get a variance? New construction, I don't believe it's an issue, right? Like a blank slate is not a big deal to figure out where to put some trees. And now you're talking like greater than 25% of the value remodel or a change of use, right? Requiring, and which also is not frequent. If we've had one instance reach the point of the variance that I'm aware of in the 5 years since we put this in, do we need to have a
okay, so here, to change it? So that's where you're at. I'm going to tell you where I'm at. Is what we did right? And if it was so right, then why did somebody have to ask for a variance? And if that makes it not right for everybody, we should fix it.
There's no one size fits all. It never is.
We could make it better. I want to fix it. If you all don't want to fix it, you can outvote me. If you think it's adequate and fair the way it's written, go for it. I don't. I think it needs to be fixed.
So it would go for public hearing next, then it would go to city council?
Yeah.
Do we have to present it to city council?
No. The only person who ever has to present anything to city council is me anyway.
And that's only at your option?
At my option and request of the powers that be.
So do we have to see this in a draft form before it goes for a public hearing? Or can it just go from this to public hearing?
It could go from this to public hearing if that's the way you want to do it.
But it's not written up yet, so you want to see it at least. There's probably two meetings that we review it. Not review it, but review it at this one and then we'll review it the next one.
How long we've been talking on it?
And then do a public hearing. I mean, like I said, that's that process and policy is process and policy. Like I said, for me, I don't know if it is in the best circumstance for all the, for the owners, where the other one is more inclusive.
If we're going to build a commercial building, I don't like being told where I have to put things. And that's just me personally. I don't like being told where I have to put things. If I'm buying it, if I'm bringing a use to the city, if I'm bringing traffic in, whatever it is that I'm doing, I don't like to be told what to do. So seeing that we're making them specifically put it here irks me a little bit. I just don't like being told what to do, and I don't want to tell somebody else what they should do with their building. So for me, I'm okay with changing it, but that's me.
I wouldn't say I'm not okay with changing it, I just still don't see the reason to. Just a little bit on that point would be, the reason for code to provide a level of uniformity, right? It's the same reason why we talked about.
Down Main.
We spent a long time.
Look at all the trees.
We spent a long time talking about colors and, you know, how crazy can you get, right? If it, you know.
Yeah, and we did nothing with it.
So the goal is to provide the minimal level of boundary necessary.
Right.
And that's kind of where we're at, so I'm just. They've got, there's a method of recourse for those people for which the rule doesn't fit, and so for me, that's sufficient.
I wouldn't mind the street trees being worth more points and the ones being back up against the building less, so the incentive is still there, they'll probably do it that way, but at least we're not telling them what to do.
So if we go with Alma's idea.
We'd have to put it together in a proposal.
You have to review everything else as part of that point system, or?
The whole thing, we can't just add this?
No, you just change that aspect.
Yeah, we can just change this little section, right? We don't have to review the whole thing, we can just change this section.
We'll probably review the whole thing just to make sure we don't miss anything else.
If we do this, I don't want to review the whole thing, I just want to review the section, just a little snippet.
Okay, I'll do my best in that regard. But like I said, for myself, I will just say that I want to do it right and right for everyone. I don't like how that played out at city council. I don't like it. And I don't think it was intended that way.
To change this snippet all on its own and wait and see if something else surfaces as an issue.
So wait, what?
Let's fix this snippet and wait and see if anything else from the point system later comes up and we realize this could be a problem. Instead of trying to do it all again, let's just do this.
So what, where Kevin is probably a little concerned is he understands, this is where this, and just for explanation. If we go through the public hearing, we go through the process. Just because we want to fix one little spot doesn't mean the public isn't going to come in and bring something of concern that they have that we're going to have to address as well.
Right.
And we should do that.
Right, but we'll see if at that point enough concern has come up.
True.
Right, I don't want to tackle the whole thing all over again if there is no.
I agree with you completely on that, but we have to be prepared for that circumstance. And that's kind of the other thing that Kevin's bringing up. I don't want to go through all that in case.
I don't either. I've heard stories. I don't want to do it all. I just want to fix the little tree thing.
Agreed.
Any other questions, comments? Jake?
No.
Jake's just enjoying where this discussion is going. I could see him. Look, he's up there. He's got his chair up there. He's grinning a lot.
I like this seat better.
So I would entertain a motion as it relates to.
And I don't know that you even need a motion.
Really?
I think, well, so.
Is there enough consensus?
I've heard is that we need to look at the landscape ordinance again. And we want to focus on the tree part, but I think we're going to need to at least have the whole ordinance available.
You gotta review it.
Because once you start, you know, changing this piece, how does that affect this piece over here? So I know you want to keep it really focused on lunches, but, so, I mean, you know, even like, if we change the street tree section, we're then gonna have to change the point section, you know, to do what you said, so. I guess if that's not.
Yikes.
Not what you meant, then maybe I can make a motion, but.
I think that's, would be, the ideal would be to keep it narrow, but I am kind of, I see where you're going. I feel like there's a Pandora's box there.
There is.
That.
Don't open it.
Just.
It's already been opened.
I just remember how many meetings we sucked into that, and I don't know what we have yet, that we haven't even reached yet as we keep, as we have monthly meetings, and so that's why I'm kind of like, we're one ordinance that has a recourse.
Do we have to do this right now?
It is.
Or do we have to, a list of things we can tackle when we've got a free? This isn't time sensitive, right? Because she's been granted her variance.
No.
Can we put it in the to-do box?
Old business, I guess.
Yeah, old business.
Well, you did have city council pretty much direct us.
Direct us to.
To revisit this.
That's what we're doing right now.
Is that the case?
They did ask the planning commission.
If that's what they asked us to do, then the question is.
I guess that's what we'll do then, right?
I mean, but.
All right, folks, listen.
Then they can.
Wait, timeout, timeout.
I'm having heartburn.
I'm almost ready, gonna hit the hammer.
It's their vote, it doesn't, so.
Oh, getting the hammer up. All right, folks, let's just keep something in mind. When I came on to the planning commission, the issue the people on the planning commission did is no one listened to them whatsoever. Nobody knows what they did, what they worked on, what they, I mean, it was just a big nothing burger. Now, they ask us to take on some pretty big roles. They do that because they trust us to get it right. If you guys want to punt, that's fine. I don't. That's why they ask us to do these things.
It's not necessarily that I want to punt, but with it not being time sensitive, is there something else that could use our attention currently and we can add this to our list of things to do? Because that's where my next question is coming from. Do we just tackle this now, or is there something that is time sensitive we should address first?
So, I mean, the most, the thing we most need to tackle is subdivisions, which is a huge lift. And so, once we get going on that, then everything else is gonna get.
We're gonna be stuck in that for a year and a half.
So you're saying to do this first because it's, should be easier.
Low hanging fruit.
How long has that been?
At this point, if we have to do it, what should we get out of the way?
What's that?
2 years?
For subdivisions?
Year, 2 years, 3 years?
It's pretty much since we finished zoning.
Yeah.
Okay, well then I guess let's get this out of the way and then spend the next year of our life in subdivision. I mean, I'm good with that, I guess, now that there's nothing else to do but subdivision.
Oh, there's other stuff to do. We just talked about residential, which was, we punted on. I mean, we did nothing on it, and city council went, no. Revisit it. Of course, they haven't asked us again to revisit it, so.
Let's visit.
I guess that's where we're going. Next item is supposed to be home occupations discussion. We had a study group last time, and it was pretty good. We had a lot of discussion about what to do with home occupations. I know that tonight there is some conflicts with time. So, do you guys want to go into this, or? If you guys want to do this discussion, we'll go into it. If not.
I'm going to be leaving.
Yeah, you got to leave.
Yes, so.
And I know you were tied up, you had a potential issue too. So. Huh?
I love it.
Since I got everyone here, please. I would like everyone to review what happened at the study meeting. There were some good suggestions that came out of it.
For the home occupation stuff?
For the home occupations. You don't have to read through all the stuff, but there's some very good suggestions that came out of that. There's some other things we have to be aware of. I think home occupation, and one of the big issues in talking to people out in the public that I'm finding over and over again is, where, at what point is this a Department of Health issue? At what point is it a code issue? And where that came up is when people are buying and selling food.
You talking about like the tamale lady that comes to work and sells me tamales out of her trunk?
Yes.
Huh?
I don't have everything cut.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, selling it out of her trunk for our for home occupation probably is not an issue.
It's
come to my house and pick it up might be an issue. Mm-hmm. And I actually was surprised how many times that was thrown in my face a little bit. And I'm like, well, I don't have any jurisdiction whatsoever over that. But with intent, just to what we talked about is what you do in home occupation, if it doesn't increase the traffic too much and it doesn't impact the neighborhood too much, that's not a big deal. But if 30, 50 people are coming to your house every day to pick up something, that's probably not okay. That's probably where things that's where things get a little hectic. So that, Jake, that sounded pretty consistent. So that was one thing that came out of afterwards and talking to people. I was surprised how much I got that kind of, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? And I was like, well, and then it was like, if you're not using a commercial oven, all this stuff got thrown out. I'm like, well, I don't even think that's beyond us anyway, other than traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, one client or Jake had brought up some points. Hey, if you're selling and shipping, what's wrong with that? We couldn't really find anything really wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But coming to your house and picking up, that would be a little bit more interesting. Anyway, so that kind of sat on that. Also, from old business, I think it would be prudent to remove D, which is underground utilities ordinance. We were going to review that, and City Council actually made a decision on that before we had a chance to review.
They haven't made a decision.
They haven't? I thought they did.
So the city attorney brought them a draft. They provided some feedback, and so he's revising the draft.
So they're already doing it. We don't need to bring a recommendation to them. Perfect. So I would recommend we remove that, unless somebody is opposed.
No.
Is it a motion or just?
I don't think it has to be a motion. Okay, so, and of course, take a look at the reports. There's lots of good stuff. I made an incredibly terrible report to City Council on the licensing thing. Oh, I was so off. Oh, that was terrible. My brain got fried. That discussion got me so mad that I couldn't really focus really well. So I made a report and everyone thought it was great and I thought it was terrible, but it was terrible because the discussion before that wasn't so hot. So I apologized to members of the council for that. And they were like, that was great. Probably because it was short. does anyone have any other new business? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second.
All in favor say aye. Opposed, same sign. Meeting adjourned at 7:22.
A long time since we've seen that.
Yeah, no kidding. I will do it sometimes.
This conflict is no longer being recorded.